follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The following program is for informational and educational purposes only. This program does not replace medical diagnosis and treatments prescribed by your personal physician. Please consult your doctor for diagnosis and medical care before beginning or changing any program or idea discussed.
Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here's your host, Terry Sue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. This is your host, Terry Sue, and today we'll be discussing the healing powers of vinegar with my guest, Cal Ori. Cal's been a guest on a show before discussing a couple of other books on the healing benefits of chocolate and honey, and today it's going to be vinegar. So author intuitive Cal Ori is a native California-based accomplished author and journalist specializing in topics such as health, nutrition, science, and pets. She holds 2 degrees in English, creative writing from SFSU, and her books include the popular Healing Powers of Book series, as I just mentioned. And they're translated in more than 15 languages and purchased by One Spirit Book Clubs and From Good Cook to Literary Guild. The Healing Powers of Vinegar, Olive Oil, Chocolate, Honey, and Coffee are also available online in local bookstores. She's also a phone psychic for 2 international networks and is a repeat guest on national radio shows such as Coast to Coast and The Man Cal Show. So welcome, Cal.
Hi, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are.
Yeah. I want to start off, as I always do, by asking you what inspired you to write this particular book.
It came to me before the recession days, back in 1999. This is when editors would call you up and say, you want to write a book? And it was a done deal. Back in 1999, the editorial consultant, who has since passed, he called me up and he said, do you want to write a book about vinegar? Or do you want to be a ghostwriter for a cardiologist, a heart doctor? And neither of them interested me. I mean, I really didn't know a lot about vinegar. Heart, yeah, but I like to write my own books. So I chose vinegar. And what was interesting is the consultant, he had this idea that the book was supposed to be all about red wine vinegar. He thought that red wine vinegar would have all the same benefits as red wine. It was a wonderful theory, but guess what? Once I got into my research and had some scientists with big names do some tests, red wine vinegar did not have as much resveratrol as red wine does. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to write this book? So I expanded it. I did include red wine vinegar and apple cider vinegar and other vinegars that we'll discuss later on.
Yeah, there are many different types of vinegars, as we know. So let me go into my next question, which is, what is vinegar and how is it made?
OK, Okay, vinegar, if you go to your American Heritage Dictionary, it'll tell you, which I have a little box in the book, vinegar, it's an impure dilute solution of acetic acid obtained by fermentation, it's fermented, beyond alcohol stage and used as a condiment and preservative. And it goes back, it goes way back, I mean thousands and thousands of years, where they actually use vinegar to embalm people, you know, deceased people, because it's such a wonderful preservative. So this is an ancient, ancient superfood that goes back, 5,000 years?
Yeah. Why is it so healthy then?
Why? You're so funny. Why is it so healthy, man? Because it has a lot of compounds in it, a lot of, you know, trace minerals like potassium, which we need, enzymes, chemical substances your body produces to help boost chemical reactions in your body, calcium, iron, magnesium. But, you know, it doesn't have a whole lot of these. And some books says it does, but that's not really true. It has trace elements of these. However, it does have antioxidants. All vinegar, well, not all, but red wine vinegar and apple cider vinegar and balsamic vinegar are all that have the most antioxidants. These are, you know, the polyphenols that are like found in nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables, and that's why it makes it healthy.
Okay. So knowing all of that, what are some of the different types of honey? I know we have some rice vinegar, and we also have some apple cider vinegar, which is my personal favorite.
Why is it your favorite?
Yeah. Of course, balsamic vinegar. And that balsamic vinegar I read just gets better and better with age. I know when I was doing a little bit of research on the different kinds of vinegars, in addition to your book, I was asking myself, because I have a bottle of balsamic vinegar that's been in my refrigerator for, I would say, a good 3 years, and I was wondering whether it tastes perfectly fine. I was wondering whether or not it would, you know, is there a point where balsamic vinegar goes bad, or does it just get better with age? Like,
no,
what?
it gets better with age.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, vinegar, unlike olive oil, we have not done that. Olive oil can become rancid for sure. Even coffee doesn't have a long shelf life, which we can do next time. But vinegar definitely has a long shelf life. Some of the commercial brands will actually give you an expiration date on the label, but maybe that's just to sell more vinegar. I have apple cider vinegar, and it must be 2 or 3 years old, and I use it topically all the time. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, why is apple cider vinegar your favorite vinegar out of all the vinegars that I'm going to mention?
Because it's so versatile. There are so many different ways that you can use it. You can use it for health purposes. You can use it for to enhance your cooking. I mean, you can use it in some instances to clean your home with.
I just
love it.
True, but white vinegar is better for house cleaning, which we can talk about later. Apple cider vinegar, I have to say, it is the most popular, but one reason why this book has been so successful, and actually the best-selling book in South Korea, the best-selling health book, which really amazes me, is because, well, in South Korea, they go for the fruit vinegars. Then there's the herbal vinegars, which we can talk about a little bit later. There's apple cider vinegar, which I only use topically because it's too harsh on my tummy. I really don't like the taste, but I use it topically for everything. If I have a blemish, I've used it for a wart. Within 1 week on my thumb, it was totally gone. I did not have to have it cauterized like the dermatologist said. I even got an apology from her because she didn't believe me that it would work, but it did. I even used it today. I got stung by a yellow jacket, and it still really smarts. But I do say in this book that you can use it topically, apple cider vinegar, on, you know, bites like or bee stings. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you can use it topically is because it has known antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, just like honey, which we talked about before.
Yeah.
It goes back, actually, to, the Black Plague in the medieval times, when all the people were dying off. there is an anecdote that I believe it's probably true about the four thieves. They were going around and stealing all the money and jewels from the deceased bodies. Mm-hmm. And people wondered, how did they stay alive? By touching these people with this deadly flu, the bubonic plague. Mm-hmm. And they said it's because they had a concoction of vinegar because of its antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties that kept them immune to it. It boosted their immune system. And that anecdote, it goes today. I mean, people, when we have, like, what was the swine flu, people were actually going back to the four thieves formula, which I include in the book. It's a, I give the whole little recipe of apple cider vinegar and other things you put in it.
Mm-hmm. And I know if I haven't had white vinegar, I have used, you were asking me about, and you mentioned the fact that it's more, it's used more for the cleaning purposes than the apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. But when I haven't had that available, I used apple cider vinegar and it did work pretty much just as well. I would add it with a little bit of baking soda and then I would take, you know, this, like a scouring pad and move the scouring pad in a clockwise position. It takes everything off of the, I have stainless steel cookware and it takes everything off. Just like magic. So that's why I just love it a lot.
It's possible. I know in the book that I do say that I give the types of vinegars to use for home remedies to house cleaning. But if you don't have that vinegar, you definitely can use the other vinegars, except not red wine vinegar. Like,
oh, no.
Right. If you have a stain on, let's say like a pet stain on your white carpet, you would not want to use one of the, you know, balsamic vinegar or red wine vinegar. You'd really want to use white vinegar.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go on to the next question and then ask you, does the quality of each type of vinegar count? I think we kind of just answered our own question, but just to, you know, does the quality of each type of vinegar count?
Yeah, that's kind of a, it's not a just really easy answer. Let me just try to simplify it for you. There, actually, you want to get raw vinegar, just like the best type of chocolate that's not super processed. So I'm not saying Heinz vinegar that you can get at your grocery store is bad. It's fine, and I include their recipes in them in the book. But Bragg's vinegar actually is it's often left unfiltered and unpasteurized, in which case the bacteria or the mother will form at the top. And the mother of vinegar is a term used to describe the excess liquid that accumulates on top of cider or other juice, which turns that turns into the most nutritious vinegars for health. Because as the fermentation progresses, the mother forms a floating clump or filming substance that you could actually see. It looks like a coffee latte with the foam on top. And this has is a living mixture of good bacteria and enzymes. So that's the type of vinegar you want to get. And again, it's you can get this at your grocery store, Bragg, or you can actually get it at a health food store.
Yeah. So when using vinegar, is vinegar for everyone? I mean, do you have people that are susceptible to some kind of allergy if anything has been, you know, be it fruit or whatever that has been turned into a vinegar?
You mean, are you asking, are some people, they can't really do vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely internally, and that's me. I tried it because, like, in the winter I get sinus and allergies, you know, and post-nasal drip, and I tried doing it. I tried putting it in chamomile tea and with honey and pretended that it was apple cider, but it was just too acidic. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep in mind, first of all, that apple cider vinegar is very acidic, so that can be hard on your stomach if you have a sensitive tummy. It also can be hard on their teeth, it's just like orange juice or lemonade. You know, you wouldn't drink a big glass of orange juice before you go to bed and not brush your teeth. It wouldn't be smart. It can break down the enamel of your teeth, and so can vinegar. So, you know, a lot of people, they have no problem with the stomach, but you want to preserve your pearly white. So rinse your mouth if you can't brush, at least, because it's acidic. Also, what else? Oh, women and some men, they get cystitis. And vinegar is definitely a no-no. It can trigger a bout of cystitis, an inflammation of the bladder, where it's very painful, pelvic pain, and where you have to urinate more than you want to. You have to go, go, go. So the Cystitis Association definitely says no, thumbs down to vinegar.
Okay. I know we were talking about balsamic vinegar getting better with age, but is that the case with most vinegars or all vinegar?
As far as I know, yes, except with the fruit vinegars, I'm not so sure about that. There probably is an expiration date because of the fruit, you know, input in it. The herbal vinegars, I would assume that the shelf life is really good. Apple cider vinegar, red wine vinegar, and balsamic vinegar, yes, the shelf life is amazing. Mm-hmm. As long as you keep it in a dark, cool place. I mean, you don't want to have it out in the sun or something like that. Mm-hmm. I actually have my apple cider vinegar in the refrigerator, and I don't know why I do that, but I do. But
you know what? I have done that, too. I've kept it in the refrigerator, but I've also kept it in the cabinet. I don't know why I do that either. I think it's because I call myself trying to give it an even longer shelf life, as if that will help to the cold in the refrigerator will help to preserve it a little bit more. But
well,
I don't know.
I've done both. But using it topically like I do for any little cut, scrape, or whatever, I don't know, maybe it feels better when it's cold. Mm-hmm. So I just... That's how I do.
All right. Well, it's time for us to take a short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, author Cal Ori, and we're discussing the healing benefits of vinegar. And you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave and the Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Have you discovered and awakened the natural power of your sexual energy? Imagine a world in which every woman's role is to birth the God in every man. Join host Mookie Okon for Sex and the Divine Design. Orgasm is a gift for your health and well-being. What if everyone could be free to experience and express the pleasure and power of being alive? Come and enhance your relationships, your well-being, and your sex life. Sex and the Divine Design is heard live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness. Tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back, everyone, as I continue my discussion on the healing benefits of vinegar with author Cal Ori. Before, we were just talking about, in the earlier segment, about the different types of vinegars, and we determined that my favorite is apple cider vinegar, and also that Balsamic vinegar kind of gets better with age, but I wanted to also go back to the apple cider vinegar as it relates to different conditions such as weight loss. How is apple cider vinegar beneficial to those who are trying to lose weight or struggle with weight?
It's really known for that, and there's a lot of reasons why it can be a good weight loss tool. At first, there is some fiber in apple cider vinegar, which provides bulk and curbs the appetite. People swear that it suppresses, it curbs your appetite so you're not as hungry or apt to eat, overeat or indulge in foods you don't want. It keeps the sodium-potassium ratio in balance, so you're less hungry and decreases bloating and water retention. It can be a diuretic. Also, doctor nutritionist, she tells me that it's the acetic acid that actually fights fat. I had this one lady go on the vinegar diet, which I include in the book. She did lose quite, I think it was 30 pounds in 2 months. By using apple cider vinegar, she would put it in water. I don't know how she could stomach that. Personally, I couldn't, but a lot of people love it. And she did it before each meal, and it helped suppress her appetite so she wasn't as hungry. So a lot of anecdotal information, you know, a lot of anecdotes where people swear by it and for the other reasons that I say. Also, if you team it with fat-fighting green tea, a lot of people know green tea can help you fight fat, lose weight, and also with honey, then you're getting the benefits of all three, and then honey can give you energy, then you're apt to go work out and burn off calories. So if you team all three, it definitely can help you take off unwanted pounds and body fat.
How about breast and prostate cancer?
Okay, now I'm looking at this. Remember, I wrote this in 1999, and then this has been revised edition, second edition, 16th printing, and so that was back in 2006, and I'm looking at this. I don't want people, and I get so many emails about vinegar, and people think if they just take a tablespoon of vinegar, it's going to cure everything. Like, if you take a tablespoon of vinegar a day, you'll never have breast cancer.
No.
It's like a magic bullet. But I always tell them it's the whole package. And I'm looking at the section here on breast cancer. The bottom line is, and I've done a lot of articles on breast cancer and mentioned in a lot of books I've written, is that it has been shown in studies that obesity can be linked to breast cancer. So what you want to do, obviously, is have a low-fat diet, one with 30% or less of total calories coming from fat.
So that kind of goes back to the weight loss issue.
Well, you don't want to have a high-fat diet. Women that have a high-fat diet and that are obese are more prone to getting breast cancer than lean women. Not to say that lean women don't get breast cancer. I know a few that have. But when I look at all the women, and I've known probably 10 women in the San Francisco Bay Area my age that have had breast cancer, I have to say the majority have been overweight. If you use vinegar to help you, you know, suppress your appetite so you don't gain weight. If you use it for a salad dressing rather than using the high fat salad, you know, salad dressings and ruin your salads. If you use it in your diet, you're going to have a lower fat diet, which could help you lower the risk of developing breast cancer. It won't prevent breast cancer, but it'll lower the risk of developing it. And also, when I mentioned if you team it with, you know, like tea and honey, and then you get a move on and you're not sedentary, that also is going to help you stave off the odds of you getting breast cancer. But what is it? 1 in 9, 1 in 8 women are going to get breast cancer in their lifetime. And, of course, as we get older, you know, the odds up.
Well, then that kind of ties in with the type 2 diabetes, too, because that's tied in with overweight, people being overweight.
Without a doubt.
And, then making the necessary lifestyle changes. And in so doing, maybe substituting apple cider vinegar for some of the more fatty choices.
But they're actually has been some research about apple cider vinegar and type 2 diabetes, which is more common in baby boomers. People over 40 are more apt to get type 2 diabetes. Researchers at Arizona State University found in a study that including apple cider vinegar in the diet may help to slow the rise of blood sugar after a high-carb meal. And that's what ABC News reported on its website a few years back. So it's good to include in your diet if type 2, especially if type 2 diabetes runs in your family, or if you're overweight and you're sedentary and you have a predisposition to it.
Okay. Now, what about bone loss? How is apple cider vinegar helpful in preventing bone loss?
Osteoporosis, bone loss, brittle bone disease, is more prevalent in women as they age. It also can happen in younger women, too, though. Nobody's immune from it, and even men can get it. But there is a mineral, boron, in apple cider vinegar that can help metabolize bone builders, calcium, and magnesium. So if you team apple cider vinegar, like if you drizzle it on, a salad with broccoli, which is rich in calcium and magnesium, certain vegetables are rich in magnesium and nuts, it could actually help keep your bones strong. So you want to team it with foods that are rich in calcium, but there's other nutrients that help stave off bone loss. It's not just calcium.
Okay. And memory? How about memory and the use of apple cider vinegar?
That's kind of stretching, and I'm looking at this thinking, boy, I'm really boosting your memory with apple cider vinegar. Well, actually, there is a mineral, but again, it's a trace amount, iron, and it's found in apple cider vinegar. And we know that iron may strengthen brain power. And there was a study back in the 90s where a professor, he discovered that women whose diets lack zinc and iron together experienced more difficulties on exams than women with an adequate dietary supply, again, of iron and zinc. So if apple cider vinegar, it has trace amounts, but if you team it with iron-rich foods and zinc-rich foods, then that definitely could help you stave off mental sluggishness and drowsiness. It can make you more alert. And again, teaming vinegar with a nutrient-dense diet is really what I'm advocating. Yes, vinegar is healthy for a lot of reasons that we've discussed and we're going to continue to discuss, but it's the whole package. With a nutrient-dense diet, and then when you start losing weight, you're more energetic and you exercise, so it's the whole package.
Okay.
And teaming vinegars with olive oil as well. The reason why I like red wine vinegar versus apple cider vinegar is because you can team it with olive oil. And I was raised on that. My mother was kind of like ahead of her time. And I would never go to the store-bought high-fat dressings with the trans fats that aren't good and just clog your arteries. Mm-hmm. It just can ruin salads. And so many people I see do that at a salad bar. You watch them pile on this wonderful salad, with dark leafy greens and tomatoes and nuts and everything that's nutrient dense. And then all of a sudden you watch them put on ladles of Thousand Island dressing or blue cheese. And you're thinking, why bother? And if they would, and same with sandwiches, like at Subway, instead of putting mayonnaise, which does have vitamin E, but that's about it, it's so high in fat, why not just drizzle red wine vinegar and a splash of olive oil? That's what I do. I find that it's an acquired taste.
Yes, it is. And that's one of the lifestyle changes, actually, that I made. I stopped buying all of those creamy salad dressings and started to substitute them with oil and vinegar.
And it's less expensive as well.
Grapeseed oil and olive oil in particular. So, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to take some time to discuss healing herbal vinegars and what herbs are the most healing in your opinion. You devoted a little chapter on that subject, so I want the listeners to know a little bit about a few of them and how they can be used.
I'm looking for that chapter. I see rice vinegar.
Something told me to dog-ear that page, but I did not.
And then again, rice vinegar is very popular in the Asian community. Japanese rice wine, seasoned rice vinegar is very, very popular. I had a girlfriend that used to cook with that, and I didn't know about it until I watched her and do it. And they're fat-free and cholesterol-free. Rice vinegar, you could actually find at your grocery store.
We're talking about the herbal vinegars. Here it is. It's on page 104 and 105.
Oh, thank you. That's what I needed.
So we have like chamomile and red clover, comfrey, echinacea.
Healing herbal vinegars are really popular because you have the vinegar and then you team it with all these wonderful herbs that you like. I mean, you can just choose which one. I love chamomile, but it doesn't have much of a flavor. But that definitely is good if you have, you know, gastrointestinal symptoms. Red clover, comfrey, echinacea, which is really good in the fall time when everybody seems to start getting colds and viruses. It can help stave that off and boost your immune system. You name it, herbal vinegars. I mean, you could have mint in them, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, thyme. If you go to your gourmet shops, they definitely, you'll find all of these. Or you could even create your own. I give recipes to create your own flavored vinegars, basil, garlic vinegar, herbal vinegar, or you could actually use fresh herbs. And that's what I prefer to do. And I know on Food Network, you'll see them doing that, always fresh rather than already done, but either way is good.
I see you have here in the section, in that same section, you talk about rosemary, and the rosemary leaf may have other positive cardiovascular effects owing to its content and its flavonoid pigment diosmin. So, it says something about rosemary may help to lower blood pressure. So I guess if it's used is it the rosemary that's made into vinegar through some kind of process?
Both. Vinegar is zero in sodium. That's another good thing, which can help lower blood pressure. And I get a lot of emails from people, will apple cider vinegar help me lower my BP? And it definitely can, because versus the high-fat salad dressings we're talking about, they're very high in sodium. So, again, zero sodium in vinegars, and rosemary is very low in sodium if zero as well. So, but again, you want to keep your weight down and you want to exercise and de-stress. It's not just vinegar, and that's what I emphasize to people. Sure, vinegar will help you get those numbers down, but you can't, maintain 200 pounds if you're a woman and not exercise. It's the whole package of, in all these books, I have the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle, and olive oil and vinegar are part of that.
All right. I kind of want to go on to my next question, but time-wise, we're coming up on a commercial break. But it says, as a matter of fact, we have 1 minute left. So I'm going to go ahead and go to commercial break right now, and we'll just continue our discussion. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Cal Ori. We're talking about the healing powers of vinegar, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America 7th Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned, and Kitty says stay tuned too.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Every moment that we live provides us with numerous opportunities to grow more deeply spiritually through our active engagement in positive, concrete ways that can uplift, encourage, and help ourselves and each other. Become a part of Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program will include guests who will share their experiences with you to inspire you to help create a peaceful, cooperative present and future, and to explore your creativity and the valuable contributions which you can make. Our Sacred Journey airs live Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 7th Wave. Many of us make choices in our lives based on how others react. But what should really matter is making our life choices based on what we intuitively feel. By tuning in to The Mystic and the Mystery with Inspired Intuition hosts Beth Porojic and Christine McIver, you'll receive the tools and inspiration you need to do just that. Your fears do not have to drive you, and you are naturally intuitive, creative, and whole. By believing in yourself, you can live the life you've been longing for. Listen for The Mystic and the Mystery every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be the change. The 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terry.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I'm with Cal Ori, author of The Healing Powers of Vinegar. And I kind of wanted to move on with caring for our pets and our animals. I know in some prior shows I've also incorporated the healing, some of the healing benefits that we use with ourselves can also be used, such as aromatherapy and such, with our pets. So in your book, you also talk about some healing benefits of vinegar that can be used with our pets and pet health. So let's start with digestion.
Right. I knew about this years ago through a holistic veterinarian who believes that organic apple cider vinegar is food for your pet's coat and for cleansing its body of toxins. The natural acidity helps regulate digestion, and the pectin fiber helps keep the intestines in good shape. But now, if you want to do this, please talk to your vet first. I don't want to, you know, even though it's a natural remedy and should be harmless, still, you know, consult with your vet even through a phone call. But the vinegar remedy to use is 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar to your cat or dog's water bowl. Again, ask your vet before you do it. Anything natural that can enhance your pet's good health and longevity, is good. It's good.
I want to just stop right here. Did you train your cat to meow like that when we're talking about pet care?
No, he's wonderful. He's a Siamese cat. I love him to death. His name is Zen. Hello, Zen. And it's the most, Siamese are the most vocal breed. And we're in love.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So we will go on and talk about fleas and ticks.
Right,
what can we do about fleas and ticks on our animals? Yes.
Okay, the vinegar to use is a drop a teaspoon of distilled white vinegar into each bowl of drinking water for your cat or dog. The ratio of 1 teaspoon to 1 quart is for a 40-pound animal, notes the Vinegar Institute, so they validate this as well. Also, I believe olive oil is great, though, for a tick. If you can actually see a tick in your dog, you know, where it's sticking out and it's still alive, if you just put a little bit of olive oil on top of it instead of a match, like we used to light a match, which seems pretty dangerous when I look at it now, the olive oil seems a little bit better, and then it could come out and pull it out very gentle. You don't want to keep that little head of the tick inside your animal. But I saw that on my favorite movie, City of Angels, where he actually used rosemary olive oil for her Labrador, Meg Ryan's Labrador Retriever, in the movie, and it seemed to work. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm more of an advocate of olive oil rather than vinegar for ticks and fleas. Again, to keep fleas away, that is one remedy that the Vinegar Institute, believes in. So it's definitely worth a try. I live in the mountains, and we're blessed. We don't have fleas up here. We just have stinging yellow jackets.
Yeah,
spiders.
We talked about that earlier.
Right.
And how about pet accidents? Well, little accidents, little presents that they leave.
Right. According to the Vinegar Institute, sprinkling distilled white vinegar over the fresh pet accident may be the antidote for that unsightly spot. I have tried that myself. It seems to get rid of the odor. Dog urine does not smell as much as cat urine, I must say, being an animal person forever and ever. Once you put it on the spot, wait a few minutes and sponge from the center outward and blot up with a dry cloth. Repeat as needed for stubborn stains. But it can get rid of the odor.
Mm-hmm. And so that takes us right into the cat litter box, as well as the bunny litter box, would be used for the same purposes?
Yeah, I've done that. And I feel safe doing that because, again, it's all natural. And sometimes I worry about soap residue. Sometimes when you use soap, you don't know what type of dyes and chemicals are in it. But using vinegar, how easy is that? And, again, you could use any type. Well, not any type. I would say white vinegar. White vinegar is an inexpensive, safe way to clean your rabbit's litter pan. You spritz the litter pan with white vinegar to clean and deodorize. Let the pan soak. If there is any urine buildup, then rinse clean. A devout rabbit person tells us. It definitely is inexpensive. And same with the cat box. I just feel better using it to get rid of the odor, clean the box at least every other day, which I do, and a splash or two of the white vinegar and hot water nips that bad smell for good. It really does. It's good. It's good to use. And, again, it's not costly.
One thing I thought was interesting in that chapter was you also had it as a fat buster for cats and dogs.
Yeah, again, those the veterinarians, the holistic ones, they taught me that years ago when I was writing some books on cancer in cats and dogs. And, of course, you want to keep them lean just like people. And they suggest trying 1 teaspoon of organic and only organic, like Bragg's, which I said very easy at your grocery store or at a health food store, apple cider vinegar and drinking water twice a day to help dissolve fats. Again, ask your vet, but it's very safe. Vinegar is a great way to get your pet fit and trim gradually and safely. Never starve a dog or cat skinny. You know, you don't want to drop pounds really fast. You want to do it gradual.
And you also, right along in those same lines, you also have listed immune system boosting vitamins.
Same holistic veterinarians, and they're very well known, the Goldsteins. They suggest putting 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar in your dog or cat's water bowl, and that it could actually be an immune booster, meaning that, our immune system gets worn down, humans and animals, by sunlight and pollutants. And if our immune system is not strong, we can end up getting cancer, heart disease, and we could even slow down the aging process if we boost the immune system. So, again, pets like people, same deal.
And how about stones in horses? I know I thought one thing that was really interesting, I did a show on aromatherapy in animals and how certain fragrances can be very calming and some can be very stimulating depending on what your objective is with your animal. But apple cider vinegar, is it apple cider vinegar that would be used
for the stones
to help with the stones in the horses,
yeah,
or is it some other kind?
Yeah,
apple cider?
No, it's just apple cider vinegar, and there's actually hard-hitting research on this. Veterinarians at the University of California, Davis, south of me, they actually did a study on horses suffering from this ailment. And, removal of stones can cost, thousands of dollars for surgery and post post-op care. But the good news is they've learned that diet can play a preventative role. There's a veterinarian says that oat and grass hay tend to be low in minerals and don't seem to maintain the high pH linked with alfalfa hay. Grain and even apple cider vinegar can also be good since it promotes a lower intestinal pH. So UC Davis vets recommend to use 1 to 2 cups of apple cider vinegar per day as a preventative measure. Use with caution since some horses do develop a loose stool from consuming vinegar. And if this happens, of course, you're going to stop the treatment. And once again, definitely consult with your veterinarian before you just go to the vinegar. And with yourself, you know, like if you have high BP, of course, ask your doctor. But, you know, vinegar in moderation, I don't believe is going to hurt anybody unless you have the issues we discussed earlier.
And another thing, I think I have two fish tanks in my, classroom. I have a 15-gallon and a 10-gallon, and you know, they have different kinds of fish. One sets community and one sets the more aggressive fish. And I have some kind of tough stains that I'm going to need to get out once I start setting up my classroom for the year. And I noticed that cleaning the fish tank is another good use for the vinegar. I'm going to definitely take that to school and clean my tanks.
I've done that myself. I have two aquariums, and I really prefer doing this rather than using soap because all the residue can bother the fish. But with white vinegar, you don't have the bubbles. You have clear water. It definitely works. You want to use take distilled white vinegar and mix it with water as you clean the tank, rinse well, and repeat. And as I say, it beats using soap or those chemicals that promise to keep your water from being cloudy. I've done it. It works. You know, I used to clean my tanks a lot because it's really nice to look at crystal clear water, just like in nice fish stores. But I have learned from the fish store, one of the fish stores up here, you shouldn't clean your tank that often. You should only do partial cleanings.
Yeah, I took a class down at Scripps at the aquarium. And in La Jolla, and one of the aquarists was saying that you should not clean it as often, and you should let some of that buildup take place because the fish do need that extra bacteria in order to be able to flourish.
It's funny, in the summer, all my fish are so happy and healthy, but you know what happens in the wintertime? It gets so cold where I live. It gets down to zero or below, and then my fish die because the water gets so cold. They're cold water fish, so I don't have a heater, but I may invest in a heater this year because it's terrible. You know, you have all your beautiful fish, and then they all die, and it's the temperature. They're just, it can't be. Even with the fireplace going and with the heater going, the water...
It's still not enough sometimes.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, I'm going to move away from animals, and I want to take the last few minutes of our time together today to talk about using some of the vinegars, particularly the white vinegar, to care for our homes. And so many of us are trying to live more of a less toxic lifestyle. And in so doing, we look for ways to use fewer toxic household cleaning products. So you offer several ways to use vinegar to clean around the house. And I just wanted to talk about a few. So the garbage disposal and dishwasher.
Right. Two things I don't have. I live in a cabin, and I miss those things. I do. We don't have that. To help keep your garbage disposal clean and fresh smelling, try vinegar cubes. Mix 1 cup of vinegar, white vinegar, and a sufficient amount of water to fill in an ice tray, and then freeze the mixture and run the cubes through the disposal. After the grinding action is stopped, flush with cold water for a minute or so. Same with the dishwasher to help keep the drain line on your dishwasher clean and fresh smelling. Add 1/2 cup of white vinegar to the rinse cycle. And again, these are really inexpensive. White vinegar, I mean, it's nothing like what you would buy all those products they have out today that they didn't have years ago.
One thing I thought was really interesting is you had using it to preserve colored clothes. preserving colored clothes.
Where do you see that? Do you have it on a page?
I don't have it on the page. But I know it was in the book because I read it in there, and I kind of said, okay, I need to ask her about more, a little bit more.
Yeah, it can. And again, this comes from the Vinegar Institute, the Vinegar People. And basically, it's like, you know, black sweaters, we hate to see that, you know, fade. It's so nice to have it all brand new, or, you know, bright red blouse. It keeps their true colors longer by soaking these favorite threads in distilled white vinegar before you wash them.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet, but I'm going to give that a try to see how well that works, actually, because mm-hmm. that sounds mm-hmm. interesting. And also, you have deodorant stains, using it on deodorant stains as well.
It's probably the same thing as what I talked about before, the deodorizer, you know, from the little accidents from our four-leggers. So the same deal.
Unclogging the shower head. How much vinegar to water should you use for something like that?
To remove corrosion from the shower head, not mm-hmm. make you want to go clean the shower, or yeah. faucets, soak them in diluted white vinegar overnight. For convenience, saturate a cloth in vinegar and wrap it around the faucet or shower head, and then go to bed and wake up and all clean. Mm-hmm. It's declogged.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's the shower curtain. You could actually, that's if it's plastic. Obviously, I have a cloth shower curtain, so I don't. Well, it says toss your favorite plastic shower curtain in the washing machine with a bath towel. During the rinse cycle, add 1 cup of white vinegar, then tumble dry briefly. And actually, I wanted to try this. I never have, but I do have cloth shower curtains.
Okay. Well, you know what, Cal? The time goes way too fast when I interview you.
It does.
Because we have so much stuff that we want to share with our listeners, but I need to thank you for once again being my guest.
It's been fun. It's been fast. We should do coffee next month, September. It's National Coffee Day on the 29th of September.
Okay. Well, we'll have to make a point of setting that up. But if our listeners in the meantime would like to know more, Cal, how can you be reached?
www.calorey.com. On the homepage, there's a little place where you can email me, and I return everyone's email.
All right. And I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in to Frame of Mind today. And I hope that you've enjoyed our time together. If you know someone who could be helped or served by this knowledge, please do so and share it with them. In the meantime, live in peace and love everyone and enjoy your day. Bye.
We hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on 7th Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths. Live and think healthier this week. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.